This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 78 for Tuesday, November 19th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
It's time to ink it up. I just like to say that. That's fun.
It's a little less enthusiastic today.
I'm tired, man. This whole work thing is rough.
What's not work? It's
It's work.
If you're doing what you love, it's not work.
It's work. But I love it, so rock on.
So we should probably explain a little bit off schedule today, an hour earlier time frame. We had a friend of ours call us and want to come down to the store. So he's from quite a ways out of town. So we're going to do the podcast early tonight so we can go down and meet him at the store. So
yep, that'll be fun.
So when we say we mean if you're in town and
driving through Sunday afternoon,
we'll open it up for you.
Whatever. Yep, absolutely.
So,
and we appreciate you guys tweaking your time. I know some of you like it better, but
yeah, this is pretty tough to do it at 7 o'clock. get home from the store and eat and. And here we are. So,
yep.
So what happened in the last week?
Dude, we opened a store. What's that movie, Dude, Where's My Car?
Dude, Where's My Car, right.
I don't know.
So what? It was Saturday was the grand opening.
Woo!
Where's
the applause? We need applause.
I'm sorry. Let me say that again. Saturday was the grand opening.
Holy. Wow.
And I was quite surprised actually at the amount of traffic in the store. I was a little terrified there for a few moments.
If we build it, they will come.
for a few moments, mainly somewhere between 10 a.m. and like 2 o'clock, I was terrified. A lot of people.
It was great. It was great. I liked that it was busy enough, but it was never slammed like DC Penn Show slammed. We had people and they kind of cycled through some people came and stayed for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. I don't know how many times Kurt made his wife go feed the meter. Some people were there for 10 minutes and it was great.
Yeah, well, the funny thing was Kurt was there for quite a while, and I think I was busy with somebody else all the time. I never really actually got a chance to be with him much. So, it was just go ahead.
Holy wow! Apparently, I say holy wow a lot.
Holy wow!
All right, I'll work on that. It was good. I liked that it wasn't. I liked that it wasn't dead.
it was a small benefit.
You know, there's always that moment like, oh God, please let somebody show up. But on the other hand, please don't let it be a complete madhouse. It went well. It went well. And then
go ahead.
Sunday off.
Sunday off. So, I mean, it's good because when you start letting people, we had a little small reception on Friday night with some of our close friends, and actually one unexpected friend that I hadn't actually seen in several years.
That was nice.
Was literally just walking by the store, and we called her in, and she came in. So that was cool.
That was awesome.
But you know, it's not until you actually get like people coming in the door who want to buy something that you realize, oh, we forgot to do this. We forgot to put these signs out.
Yeah.
We forgot to put this sign out. And
well, you know, it was probably a week sooner than we would have wanted. But
probably.
Since downtown was doing a big kickoff for the holiday, we wanted to be open for that. And, you know, it's like a lot of other things in life, if you wait until you're ready, you'll never do it.
Right. I mean, you know, we could have waited another week, but what would that have gotten us? Not much. I mean, we actually were, with the exception of forgetting to put the signs out for the prices of the paper, the notepads. I think we were in pretty good shape, so I was glad to.
Yep. Of course, a couple things didn't come till after, and then we got, you know, other stuff coming in. But yeah, I thought that overall it was pretty successful. People showed up. Everybody seemed to like the layout. They were impressed with the selection. So I guess we did okay.
Yeah, awesome. I guess we'll go back and do it again.
I think I did yesterday and today.
you know, it's funny though, because like today I come into the store after I get off my real job, and like an hour and a half just flies by just like that. It's just,
it's because you're with me.
I know, right?
So so Sunday, Saturday we were open, what, 10 to 4, but technically
9:30 to 4, I think is what it was.
Okay. Mom was there. Were the kids there?
I don't know. The kids were not there.
Oh, they were working. Yeah. So we had a good time, and then we had Sunday off, which was nice. Took my mom to the airport, and it was horrible rain pretty much the whole way down. And we got mom to the Milwaukee airport right about 11. Her flight was taking off at like right about noon. We got her bag checked in, and she's all checked in. We walk her to the gate. There are all these people, I mean a couple hundred people, lined up at another concourse. And we're all kind of looking at each other like, I'm glad that's not yours. And she was...
They were backed up.
I mean,
like,
backed
almost
up.
Almost out the gate.
It was like L.A. Penn Show backed up. Yeah. Like this. There must have been a couple hundred people. She gets to her concourse to go through the security, and there's like two people.
Yeah, that was pretty
awesome.
Sweet, right?
So we hug, call me when you get home, and we leave.
Well, actually, and on our way out, we should notice to make this pen related.
Yep.
There was a vintage, vintage book.
Yes.
It was a, what was it? What kind of book was it? I can't even remember now.
It was a flight register.
There was a dip pen there.
Yeah. So that was cool. We took a picture. Yeah, that was very cool. So you took a picture and what, you Instagrammed it or something?
I did Instagram it.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about the Instagram these days.
You are. It was cool. So we left because that's what you do these days.
You leave. And,
she had even said, you know, no, just slow down and push me out. You know, slow down, drop me off at departure. And she was fine. But she was here for a long time. She was a huge help. You know, we're not just going to slow down, push her out. But we left. And
well, you know, and
she was there.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, which part of the bad story do you want to tell first? Your mother at the airport?
She didn't leave until the next day because of all the tornadoes. Her flight kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed, and then they canceled it, and then they put her on the bus. Apparently the bus was the best part of the trip because it was some killer prane for you. It's a holy wow kind of bus, this charter bus. She said it was like first class. It was great.
Awesome.
But on the way home, we got lost.
Well, see, now, because, you know, we've been working. We were at the store, what, Friday night until, with the party, the reception
like
probably
11.
Until 11 o'clock, and we got up at 6, you know, so.
Yeah.
On Saturday, and I don't know, I was just tired, so as soon as we got in the car, I closed my eyes, and I was out. And then all of a sudden, Lisa wakes me up.
I must have missed a turn.
Well, apparently.
I missed a turn. And
we've driven how many miles this year? 30,000 miles. We have not missed a turn.
Yeah.
Is it 30? Is it 30,000 miles?
I think it's more than that, yeah.
40,000, something like that.
And so, you know,
we're 2.5
Mom calls
2 hours
and says, oh, a bunch of the other flights to Chicago have been canceled. And she was going to Cleveland and then to Albany. And, you know, she kept us posted, and she was fine. She had stuff to do, and she's certainly a seasoned traveler. And, you know, there's nothing you can do. Getting upset is not going to change anything. Right. And the weather was really bad, kind of white-knuckled all the way down. But, yeah, on the way back, I got us lost. And so I woke up Brian. I'm like, honey, exit 99 isn't how it's supposed to be, because, you know, we do make this trip all the time.
Right.
And yeah, it clearly.
No. I mean, I've lived in Wisconsin most of my life. I've never seen this road we were on. So, you know, actually there was, had there been, we were actually halfway to Plymouth where that antique store used to be. So,
oh, well.
Had it been open, I'd have just said, just go straight north and we'll go stop at the antique store.
Yeah. But, so that we eventually got home, but, you know, I felt like a dork. I got us lost, but we got home. We're good. And then Monday, Brian went to work and I went to the store.
And Lisa's hating me, right, because she had no idea what's going to happen. I mean, it could be a mob of people coming in the door, and I have to go to work, so.
So I was kind of nervous.
And then, you know, naturally, and I'm sitting at work, of course, wondering what the hell is going on, and rather be at the store because it's way more fun there. But everything worked out, and
So Monday and today have been great. A lot of fun, a lot of great response. Some really interesting people.
Yeah, I met a guy on Saturday who, a retired pastor, lives in Appleton. He's a big Schaefer collector. One of the funniest things he said to me was, he's been collecting for 40 years, but he doesn't collect vintage. How do you do the math on
that? He does now.
You know, that Schaefer he bought 40 years ago is probably, you know, is now vintage. So, no, he was cool. He was telling me stories about he had gone to the factory in Fort Madison when it was still in business.
Oh, cool.
He had mentioned that there were some ladies in the gold, the nib department or something, and they were working so much with gold, and there would be this gold dust. At the end of that day, they would run their fingers through their hair, and gold would just come out of their hair.
I want that.
I know, right? Of course, back in the day, it was probably...
I have a lot of hair, man. That'd be great.
I don't have much, so shut up.
Wow. I would share.
Okay, well, that's good. So, so it was interesting. Yeah, we met some cool people. We met some people that just really fun, and it's going to be that way, and it's just going to be fun to meet people and chat with them when they come in. So,
yeah.
And we're getting response at questions about the dead guy.
Yes,
I don't get it. Like everybody in the family calls him the dead guy. The dead guy is at the store.
You know, if we work it right, it's the dead guy in the coffin. Because I've said a couple times that don't tempt me. I'm going to bury you in that Parker case that we drove to Virginia and back. So.
No, I mean, John Holland is up at the store.
Yep.
The wedding couple is at the store.
Yes.
Really turning out nice. The Aiken case there. We ran into another funny problem with the Parker case.
Too many pens.
Well, no. Yeah. Don't be silly. We ran into a problem with the Parker case, right? So we get this. You know, we traveled 2,200 miles to get this case. We get it home. We get it to the store. Nothing's broken.
Thank God.
You know, narrowly escape breaking it on the way into the plaza, and I still have a scar on my finger because I jammed my finger into the drawer. But we get it in, and we're setting up Friday night, and I'm putting trays in, and then all of a sudden I put a tray of pens in the case. And if you've ever seen one of these Parker cases, there's a lip. There's a piece of wood that serves as a lip, and then you pull the tray out. And then the lip stays permanent, and then the tray slips back. And the trays, there are three trays in each drawer. And they all have a little slot, and then the back of the tray, there's a little tab that sits in that slot, so the tray doesn't move. Well, I don't have any of those trays, and those trays are running about, what were they? We looked on eBay, they're about $90 a piece, $95 a piece.
You know, that's just stupid.
Well, it is, and you need, and technically to fill the case, you need 21 of them.
Let me just go on record as saying...
Oh, no, I'm sorry, 18.
No.
18.
No.
And three of them
Chat,
are one size and 15 are the other. Well, yeah, I know that's a problem. I initially, when I thought they were going to be $35, I said, well, you know, we could, you know, we could get them over time. But it's just not, I mean, financially possible. That's just ridiculous. So, so what we did is we called up our friend and we asked if we could borrow, he had a couple trays.
Let's borrow them.
And he sent me two trays, which we just got today, and I'm looking forward to taking them to the store later tonight. So we can actually measure them, and we're just going to have trays made for this thing. But we get there, and I have pens that I can't put out because I have no room to put these things. So
it's too many pens.
Yeah, so we ended up just putting some of the Schaefer promotional stuff in the Parker case, which I thought was kind of funny.
That's kind of cute.
But so that was funny, but... We'll get that fixed in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure. Carpenter Joe will whip something up real quick.
We love Carpenter Joe.
We do. So what else? What else do you want to talk about? Anything else about the store we want to mention?
It's awesome. Come see us.
It's awesome. Come see. Actually, there is something we'll mention, but we'll mention it in just a minute. Something that came in the post yesterday.
Oh my God.
Let's see.
Brian hates it.
Oh, I hate she does
I'll
this
take
stuff
pictures.
To me.
I met the, well, we'll get to that in a minute, but yeah, Brian hates it because I'll send pictures. I'll take a picture and I'll text it to him. Like, na 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 na. He hates it.
This was at 3:02 p.m. and I work until 4. Now, I could get off early if I want, but then I got to make up that time somewhere else. So she took this picture of this of like 4 boxes of stuff.
It's awesome.
4 or 5 or something like that.
4.
And I'm like,
big ass.
Come
box.
On, man. I'll be there in 58 minutes. You know, hold off.
No.
No. She's don't let Lisa fool you. As much as you know, she likes to believe, make you believe that she's not like a kid in a candy store. When pen stuff comes in, she's a kid in a candy store, man.
What?
You were. You had the stuff ripped up. You had it in less than an hour.
I'm just trying to help.
You had everything unboxed. The box is broken down on the cart.
Well,
and all the stuff laid out on the table.
Yeah.
And checked in.
That's my job.
So.
I'm just efficient.
So anyway.
Well, because otherwise you're going to be tearing into it and throwing stuff everywhere. I need to make sure that I've taken care of it before you start tearing at it.
Well, we were still there till like what, 7? We didn't leave till like 7:30, right?
This work like thing is exhausting.
So. Anyway.
We are grateful that everyone could change your schedule for tonight, and we're totally going to mess with you next week.
Yeah. We've been planning this for a little while, and we have a killer guest host for next week. And instead of the normal time is 8 o'clock, which is really going to be the normal time for us, Tuesdays at 8. Next week, it's not only going to be a different time, but it's going to be a different day. Monday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, we will have a guest host, which we will reveal probably on Sunday. So give you a little bit of a teaser there.
Oh, it's killer.
Really,
you want
really,
to be here.
Yeah, really well
this
known. Yeah,
it's going to be so.
It's
cool.
Going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I don't know what to expect. So
I'm not sure where we're going to go with some of this.
I don't know. I have no agenda.
Looking forward to it.
I actually need to email them some questions so we have something because we could just, you know, we try to have an agenda and it just never usually works out. So.
Yeah,
we just we get off on a tangent, and so anyway.
He's tangential. Tangential.
Yes,
I can't say it. Yeah. I could see going off on all sorts of crazy tangents, and
who knows?
He's gonna be a trip.
Pens, pencils, ballpoints. I don't know.
Rollerballs.
Rollerballs.
Ooh.
Rollerballs.
Don't be a hater.
Now, wait a minute. I don't mind rollerballs so much. If I can't use a fountain pen, rollerballs the way to go, I guess. But I don't know. Ballpoints. Eh. Although rumor has it, I have a license plate, Wisconsin license plate that says ballpoint hater. But there's apparently some
that's
evidence to
awesome.
That. I should put that on the blog.
Yeah, that's great.
But it's not true. It's not true. I don't hate ballpoints. I just prefer they didn't exist. Anyway. So anyway, that's next week. We'll remind you, keep an eye out Sunday, probably sometime Sunday afternoon,
yep.
Sunday evening. There'll be a little blurb on YouTube and probably on the blog too, announcing our special guest. So it's going to be fun. Make sure to join us Monday at 7:30. Now, getting back to the huge boxes that Lisa was taunting me with.
I tweeted something about it, too.
Well, you did, yeah. So I get there, and these things are huge. I mean, this box is like about 4 feet long, and then...
It was awesome.
And a couple other ones. So what did we get?
I think what I tweeted was something like, you know it's a good day when your Lamy order arrives with tools and instructions. We got, I don't even know how many pounds of Lamy.
It was nice.
It was nice. We'd had a few pieces before, and we took the plunge, and now we have, how would you classify it? A boatload.
Yeah.
So, oh my goodness.
So, like every safari and pretty much
so
every nib size and every color.
And the ink.
All stars.
Y'all know I'm all about the ink.
You know, you got the bottle there. Show the bottle. The bottle is cool, right?
Bottle's very cool with the blotter paper in it. I mean, come on, that's cool. Doo-doo.
It looks like a nice lid too. You know, so I'm having a problem these days with some lids because the cap is too short.
Ooh, it's a nice lid. I'm not gonna taste it for the record. Just because Aziza is not here does not mean anybody needs to be drinking ink here.
No drinking ink.
But no, beautiful bottle, pretty big.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that.
What's a milliliter size on that?
Big. 50. 50 milliliters of gorgeous color. And so, yeah, we're excited. Brian, don't you have a pen you want to flash?
I do have a pen here. Yeah, so we have, now, like I said, we have all the Safaris and the All-Stars. We've got a couple of 2000s. We have... a few of the studios with the stainless steel nibs, which is, you know, really a super pen, including the new blue, which is the imperial blue, really, really cool color. Like, it almost has like a purplish hue to it, almost a little bit, but it's definitely a dark blue. Did we take one of those? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I was going to start a pile just for me because I like them. And then we thought we'd give these a try. These are kind of cool. This is the Lamy logo, which is a pretty inexpensive pen. It falls kind of in between the Safari and the right around the All-Star and somewhere between All-Star and the Studio. Very inexpensive. It uses the same nib, but for those that don't like that that section on the Safari, it's lightweight. This one's got kind of like a ribbed section here, which is kind of cool. Brushed. I like this brushed one. It's pretty neat. But
yeah.
And a nice look at this. Look at this clip. I mean, see that?
And converters out the ears.
Converters, ink. Yep. What else do we get? Ballpoint refills or something? What did we get?
Rollerballs for Christy.
Rollerballs. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Rollerballs.
We do special orders, so Christy had asked about those.
Okay.
And I just
what else do we get?
Tacked them on the order. We.
Am I missing something?
In Lamy.
Yeah. Oh.
The studio, the 2000.
The big thing. The 6-foot-tall thing, 5-foot-tall thing.
You mean the fixture?
Yeah. So we got this cool. Like, you know, I mean, the pens are cool, right? So, but we got the
this big ass display.
Big display, and it's really in true Lamy form.
It's cool.
It's engineered. It's
great
just,
design.
it's a really cool design. It's beautiful to look at. It houses a ton of pens. We're excited. It's got a really cool stainless, you know, it's like a stainless steel base, and mm-hmm. it's really pretty. So
we've got more on the way.
More cases on the way or more pens?
Yes.
Well, there are more. You ordered more cases? You ordered another one of those?
No, we had ordered a different one.
Can I have one of those and put my pens in at home or something or what?
Maybe. They're cool.
I need like 10 of them. Would that be cool? Put some hard rubber eyedroppers in there?
No.
No? Okay.
No. No. Today they sent some trays that arrived and a couple of cool blocks that say Lamy. So yeah.
There are more pens coming. I know the studio is, there's more studios coming. So yep. I love those pens. They're really cool.
Oh, and some of the colors. You just mm-hmm. got to love that pearl, that mm-hmm. pink, the neon yellow. Just awesome, awesome, awesome.
So that's what came this week. And I was hoping it was going to be here on Saturday, but you know what? We had enough excitement on Saturday. We'll spread out the love for this week. So I think they're gonna. I think they're gonna do well with some of the local Lawrence kids. Are gonna love them. So
yeah, absolutely. So we've already gotten in a number of the local college kids. So mm-hmm. pretty cool. We also got in. We were finally restocked on the Zequin's Grid notebooks. We've been out of those for a bit. Those came in, and Brian's mad at me. Execlair stuff keeps coming in faster than he can get it on the site.
And she's like, look, we got like 75 more things. How come we're not selling them? Because they're not on the website.
We are selling them.
We are, actually.
In the store.
Selling them in the store, what, pen shows.
Yeah, but stop in or wait until maybe over Thanksgiving. And while the turkeys are cooking, Brian and I will be taking pictures, getting stuff on the web. But some really, really cool stuff. Execlair, Rhodia, Clairefontaine, all those brands are just wonderful, and the company's been really good to us.
All right, you keep talking. I got a bug situation I got to take care of here.
If it's a spider, don't scream like a girl.
No, it's totally not. But it's a pretty big bug, and it's on top of a Parker 51 case here.
Uh-oh. All right, well, emergency. But anyway,
so you don't get that on any other podcast.
Bugs?
Really
who
don't.
Wants bugs on podcasts?
I don't want a bug in a podcast, but no. I'm not going to let this thing crawl over my pens. Go ahead.
We also we do sell the same stuff at the same prices online and in the store.
Yeah, it's kind of a retail
A number of companies won't let us discount, and I'm certainly not going to lose our retailership over... You know, 20 cents.
Discount, yes. 20% off list. So.
For Lamy, it varies from company to company. Now, I did confirm today, just before we left the store, not only confirmation of a new account, but confirmation of shipping score.
So, and this goes along with the Brian is upset because
we'd been talking about it. We'd been working on this for a while.
Things to put on the website.
And so on Thursday, we will be getting, I think it's 96 pounds.
Oh, my Jesus.
of a brand new brand okay. to us. Right.
I hope they don't drop it on the floor, make noise.
Oh, my God.
For our neighbor.
No. Anyway, so a new brand, and then we've got some other stuff coming next week. So pretty exciting stuff coming in.
Super, yep. All sorts of surprises coming, hopefully, soon.
What surprise?
What surprise? You don't know? So we have all sorts of surprises.
Oh, we do. I got confirmation of your Christmas present.
You got a confirmation. You know, that's funny because I got a confirmation of your Christmas present today.
I think it's funny. I just said to ship both of them to the store, and you said to ship it to the post office box, so I wonder where they're going to go.
I don't know. I think yours got sent out.
I thought yours was done first.
Well, I don't know. As soon as I sent the email indicating where I wanted it shipped, I got a USPS notification of the shipment. So.
Oh. Okay.
So.
All right. I don't care. I'm getting a cool pen. I'm
excited. You can't have it. You can't have it for 6 weeks, 7 weeks.
Let me remind you. I'm good. I'm good for a little while.
Yeah, but you haven't.
I've been working.
You haven't even
when have I had time?
I mean, it's not like me, you know. I mean, I got pens that I don't even have sections for, you know. So.
Hey, mine's complete. Check this out. Watch this. Bam! It's a nib.
Oh yeah, that's not a nib. That's a nib right there.
All right, everybody in there.
All right, that's a nib.
Oh my God. Always got a one up. It's a guy thing.
I know. I'm gonna take this tonight for show and tell.
Okay. There you go.
All right, what else we got going? That's that.
We have a bunch of shout outs.
Yeah, let's move into those because that's gonna take.
I gotta tell you, we were almost in tears on Saturday. We got up early because, you know, when you're opening a store, you need to get up early and panic. And we decided to go have a nice leisurely breakfast at Brian's favorite restaurant, the Queen Bee.
It's awesome.
He like does his happy dance.
Okay, so
all the way down the street to the Queen Bee.
No, I some people they're like on the edge. Should we go? You know, what is there to do in Appleton? I've never heard of Appleton.
Go to the Queen Bee.
It's paper country. Yeah, like two blocks down the street is the best restaurant for breakfast, bar none. It's
only
little,
open until 2?
It's like 6 to 2, 6 days a week. They have an Afghani lunch, but they have their breakfast is unbelievable. It's a little hole in the wall.
Yep.
It's not ornately, you know, I mean, it's got little bees everywhere in, you know.
It's cute.
Decorative. It's very cute, yeah.
Very clean, mm-hmm. Nice service. But, oh my God, the portions are huge and the food is super yummy.
Yeah, so they make this omelet. And if you're like me and you like this kind of stuff, you have to order it. It's called the Whitey. It's this big omelet. It's literally like it's like this big. And it's filled with – and here we go. We're going to talk about food because that's who we are. are we there? Are we back?
I think so.
Okay, let's
that's
get some
crazy.
Input.
Bacon pancakes.
Bacon pancakes.
Wow.
So there's going to be like a big gap in the video.
Well, that's lovely.
Well, anyway, so.
Oh, maybe refresh.
Yeah, have them refresh. still says we're live, but
yeah, I see
if
that.
Not, well, is what it is. Refreshed, but no you.
Huh. Oh, Colburn says there we are.
Oh, there we are.
All right, cool.
Hey,
well,
all right. I'm not going to try.
Google.
I'm not going to try the. Yeah, thank you, Google, I think.
Crazy. All right, well, all right,
if you come to Appleton and you want to go get some really, really good food for breakfast, the Queen Bee is the place to go.
Yep.
Great, friendly staff. No affiliation other than just a happy, 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 happy customer. So
Brian loves it there. He and his friend Dave go there. Like, that's their place.
So.
Yeah, it's not our place. I mean, I've gone a couple times, but he and Dave, that's their place. That's funny. Yeah.
So. And, I mean, there are certainly other restaurants in the area, too.
Oh, yeah. Lots of good restaurants.
And plenty of them within, like, two blocks of the store. There's probably, I don't know, half a dozen or more places to eat. So.
Awesome. So we had breakfast, and while we were eating, Brian got a phone call from the florist across the street. Like, I could see their store from my seat. At the Queen Bee, and they said they had a delivery, and we knew that Hugh and Carol were sending something, and so we thought, oh, okay, awesome, that's super sweet. We'll be there at 9:30 because we didn't want to rush.
Okay, so I have to interrupt because we're getting some feedback in the chat. I didn't actually explain what the Whitey is.
Oh yeah, no.
Okay, so yeah, it's this big omelet, right? And it has green peppers, onions, and the whole inside of it is hash browns.
And so it's like a hash brown
omelet. It is amazing.
And it's got a big piece of cheese on top.
Yeah, and it's a big piece of cheese, and there's cheese inside, and it's huge. Comes with toast. Coffee's not so bad. Yeah, so that's the whitey. So it's, anyway, the phone rings.
And it's the florist, and they say they have a delivery. We'll be there at 9:30. So awesome. And right about 9:35, the delivery guy shows up with two bouquets. And we're like, this is so cool. And one was from David and Janet, and it was gorgeous. Orange carnations and lilies. It was absolutely breathtaking. And what was it? Five of the lilies haven't even bloomed yet.
Right. Right.
Totally, totally.
It's going to be beautiful for
gorgeous.
Days,
it's going to be
to come.
Yeah. So we have that on one of the front counters. And Paul sent this amazing bouquet. It was yellow and purple flowers. The flowers are gorgeous. Brian loves the vase.
Oh, yeah. The vase is really cool. I kept going, you know, those flowers are cool, but that vase is really, really cool. It's like this dark blue glass. Well, it's actually
it's
glass,
really cool.
But it's got like blue on the inside or something.
Yeah, very cool.
Really nice. Really, really.
So those were on the cash wrap the whole day, and they were just gorgeous. And about an hour later, delivery guy shows up again, and we got a bamboo box with, it was like a succulent, like a succulent extravaganza. It was an aloe and a
something.
Little cactus. And
yeah, it's really,
bonsai
it was really cool.
Looking tree.
Yeah,
it was
a little
really
bamboo.
Cool.
It's really cool.
From Brian's mom, and that was awesome. And then
A couple hours later,
a different delivery guy shows up. Like, okay. With
the red bag.
With the red, oh, this, you know, they get points for packaging, this company. These chocolate-covered strawberries.
They're like this big.
They're like my fist. They're huge.
Huge.
OMG.
Dipped, and then they have, like, white chocolate, dark chocolate, and then white
Holy
chocolate
cow.
On top of it. Yeah.
So we received, you know, and all of them were different. So Brian's mom, you know, sent this beautiful box of plants that are going to last. We've got them in the window. Paul's flowers, I put them on the shipping table, and so they stared at me all day, and they smell amazing.
Yeah.
David and Janet's carnations and lilies, we've got them near the front of the store, so they're getting some sun.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of the buds are
starting
to think.
They're all by all the good pens and the Pelicans.
Yes.
Just
yeah, they're by
guys.
The Pelicans. But,
seriously.
just absolutely amazing. And the strawberries, oh.
Yeah. Do we have any left?
I might share one or two more with you. There are a couple left, but we were so touched.
Well, and the funny thing was is when I called my mother later in the day to thank her, and I told her I sent a picture. She's like, "Well, I don't mean to be rude, but
it's not what I bought."
Yeah, did you not like what I got you? Because I don't see it in the picture. Well, apparently they sent the wrong thing. I don't know what happened. And then so today?
Monday.
Or Monday, the florist comes again with another one, which is what my mother actually ordered. So
with a bigger one.
Yeah, it was huge. So, it was a big basket.
Yeah, so that was cool. But it was just so incredibly thoughtful of all of you to not just to, you know, tweet or to write a Facebook note. We got a bunch of emails, but you know, to have something, and every time I looked over, there's just this huge array. It was just gorgeous.
Yep.
So, we also need to thank my mom for
absolutely
all of her help before and after. She flew up right before we went to Columbus, and we kept her for a while, and she helped get the store ready. She did laundry. You know, I have to confess, they say you can't ever go home again, and I can see that. I could get used to having somebody do my laundry.
Well, you know, I mean, with as busy as this week has been with with all the things that have been going around here, we really couldn't have done it without her. So
yeah.
This is for you, Doris. There we go. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was great to come home, and we had clean socks and underwear, and the kids' clothes are all clean and dry and put away, and dinner was made a couple nights. That was awesome. And she made a quilt. We need to take a picture of the quilt. But
yeah,
she made a quilt that we have hanging up on the wall. No, don't ask. I haven't covered the dead guy with the quilt.
No.
No, but it's beautiful. In fact, somebody was commenting today about the quilt, so that was really cool.
Cool.
Who else?
Well, it's Kurt in the family for stopping by, and especially his wife,
Cheryl.
Cheryl for being so patient while he shopped. Barb and David were a delight.
Yep.
They came up from.
See, Kurt and his family drove about an hour, or was it an hour and a half? And Barb and her husband David drove like an hour. So that was really sweet that they all came out for that. And
I hope David's David was very methodical in his approach to trying to find the perfect pen. And I think we got it, and you know, he kept picking up the same pen. He had, like, at one point we had six or seven different pens out. And he was dipping them, and some were inked, and he was just rewriting it. And I just, you know, this is what you have to do to find the right pen. And he kept picking up the same Sailor every time. He'd be like, yeah, I like that. And he'd pick up another pen and pick up another pen. He'd go back to the same Sailor every time. So.
Well, and Barb was happy because usually she's the one who does the pen shopping, and he's very good about waiting, very supportive. But she was thrilled that he was taking the time and putting in the engagement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was definitely engaged. That's
really
for sure.
Into it.
So she
was excited.
That was really cool.
I don't know if it now will be something that they do together, or if he will just give her less flack about shopping.
Well, he does some art. He hasn't done art in a while, but this sounds like this is going to be the perfect pen to get him back into doing some drawing and some things like that. So that'll be nice to see.
Yeah.
So who else do we have? My friend Anne, who I haven't seen in probably 3 years. We drive by her house all the time. She retired from a former place of employment that I used to be at, and she just happened to be walking past the door.
That was funny.
And my friend, who also knows her, says, "Hey, isn't that Anne?" And I'm like, "Oh my God!" Dave goes out, runs out, and gets her, brings her in.
That was fun.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in forever. And turns out she has a friend who's a calligrapher.
I have a feeling I'll be spending quite a lot of time with the ladies.
Probably be coming in sometimes. So that was very cool. And of course, Dave and Julie and Caitlin for coming in. Deb and Teresa stopped by yesterday, and of course I wasn't there, which sends me, but I know they're just on the block, so.
They are.
And of course, Vinny also stopped by Friday night as well, so always good to see Vinny.
We had a good time.
So yeah, a good time.
You know, we should mention, you know, as much as you plan for things to go right, we did have some minor aggravation on Saturday. They got fixed on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Friday, our signs were installed.
So nothing like stuff happening at the 11th hour.
Yeah. So it was supposed to be earlier in the week, and then it was pushed back to Friday, and then it was going to be
all they told us morning. They'd have it before Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't help me. I mean, you so might as well be, what are you, the cable company? I'll be there between 8 and noon.
It's like Friday afternoon. Now, the guys who came and did it were pretty quick, but, you know, I'm getting a little anxious. The front logo on the front window is beautiful.
Yeah,
that was
really
perfect.
Nice. Really nice.
The font was great. Everything was beautiful. And then they put the logos on the front door and the interior door. And I saw it and knew immediately that wasn't right. That was not what I had approved, but they're just the installation guys. They have nothing to do with it. And then they started to install the sign at the back of our store, above our back entrance that leads into the mall. And they came back and they said, yeah, it doesn't fit. So we're going to have to do it on Monday. Because if we put it on...
It may fall out.
It may fall. And hit somebody.
I'm going to hit you over the head to come into our store. So
yeah.
No.
Then we were looking at it. So
yeah,
we,
so I get off of work. I'm coming over. Yeah.
We're all excited and taking pictures.
One little problem.
And then we realize... They spelled stationery wrong. How friggin' embarrassing. Now, I immediately went, checked my email. I found the email where I had made sure that they knew how to spell stationery. I found the email where I said, this is what we want for the door. And yeah. So yeah. For the grand opening, Kurt took pictures. And of course, on the sign, you know, on the window, it's stationery misspelled.
Well, you know, he was a really super good sport. He had posted to FPN about his visit to the store, and
yeah,
later on in the day, after somebody noticed it, he photoshopped the E in instead of the A.
Yeah.
So, you know, total props.
Thank you.
That's hilarious. Because I'm checking it throughout the day to see if anybody else is chiming in. And
you know, that's all we need. Like, yeah, the English teacher can't spell stationery.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, and actually one of them had a good point. They said, well, no, actually what they meant is stationery as in you guys are going to be there a long time. You're never going anywhere.
Yep.
So yeah, that is the case, I'm sure. So.
But it was just like, oh, really? And, of course, they won't come out and fix it on Saturday.
Oh, no.
No. So.
No. So they did it yesterday. They came in there real quick. Yep. I'm not terribly pleased with how the indoor mall sign looks, but, you know, what at this point?
Choose your battles.
I'll choose my battles, and you can still read it. So.
Yeah, but the at least the two-door logo is – the two logos on the doors
fits.
Are good, and stationery is spelled correctly, so come on down.
Yep.
But oh my god, really? But I guess if that's the worst thing that happened,
yeah, we did all right. We did all right.
Yep.
So, anything else this week? We should get going so we can meet our. Let's get close to meet our friend at
we
the store
go
time.
Reopen the store.
We gotta reopen the store and play with
cool.
pens.
Now, once again, if any of you guys are in the area, even if it's a day when we're closed or after hours, just let us know. We're half a mile from the store.
Yeah, you're coming, but you're going to get there late. No big deal. Give us
just
a call.
Just let us know.
The number is, if I'm correct, 920-997-8220.
Yep.
And I'll say that slower, 920-997-8220. And the address is 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A. It's actually right on College Avenue. There's parking in front, also in the back. Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911. So,
yeah, we're excited. Come on by.
So anything else, comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. You can write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
You can send us an email.
Brian at Anderson Pens. I had to think about it. Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Who am I? I never emailed.
I don't know.
You might be better off sending it to Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
Maybe. You follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We are on Facebook. It's facebook.com/AndersonPens.
You can see our blog, blog.AndersonPens.net.
Or the website, AndersonPens.net.
And you can join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming new products, special sales, good stuff at the store. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week, Monday, 25th, 7:30 p.m. Central. Stay tuned for a special guest. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night.
Awesome. Night, all.